Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's Just Arrive collection of swim and other sun-ready silhouettes. Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made-to-be-seen Very Sexy push-up bra in on-trend hues like green, citron, and black shine. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
Jenna, are you planning on hosting this summer?
Of course! We love having people over for get-togethers in the summer.
You know when people are arriving, it's getting a little crowded, and suddenly you're not sure if you have enough burgers or chips or paper towels?
Yes, it's the worst feeling, and it's actually my worst nightmare.
Happens to me every time. Well, no need to worry. Target Circle 360 is coming to the rescue with unlimited same-day delivery. It's the fastest way to get more Target.
Summer hosting will be so much easier with unlimited same-day delivery from Target.
Exactly. Take care of your guests. Target takes care of the rest. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 today.
Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35. All right, ladies, let's be real. Who here actually enjoys shaving their legs? Not me, that is for sure. So get this, Nair. Yes, Nair, the OG, has leveled up. They've got these new sensational shower creams and body creams that smell amazing. I just used the coconut oil and vitamin E shower cream, and I seriously forgot I was in my own bathroom. It smelled like a spa. Plus, it's allergen-free, so it's gentle for your skin, and it worked in as little as 3 minutes, so no nicks, no cuts, and the smooth skin lasted days longer than shaving. Nair's new sensational shower and body creams are free of all those nasty chemicals like phthalates and sulfates, so you can feel good about what you're putting on your skin. Have a me-time moment with Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
And that's what you really missed with Jenna
and Kevin, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Welcome to And That's What You Really Missed podcast, the guest edition is Alex Noah!
Tony winner!
Oh my God. Alex just finished Shucked on Broadway. They just recently closed. And Alex has a concert coming up at the Palladium
in London
doing Pippin, which I would love to see that.
I know.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff. We talk about the Glee Project. And
just get prepared. Alex's memory is unmatched.
It's a vault.
Yeah. I hurt from laughing. My sides hurt.
My cheeks hurt.
Just be prepared. Here is the maybe funniest thing that's ever happened on the show thus far. This is Alex Newell.
How are you? How was the closing of Shucked? Congrats on the
beautiful. I almost hemorrhaged my cords after Thanksgiving, and so I was out of the show all of December.
Oh my God.
And my auntie cleared me to do the very last one. And then sat in the audience just in case something went wrong.
Oh my gosh. That's crazy. That must have been hard. Yeah.
You know, no.
Just a nice break.
You were tired.
I mean, my body was exhausted.
That is a lot.
If there was a morning show, I did it. If there was a TV show that had the in front of it, I did it.
All across the country, too.
And then also eight shows.
Truly. And then eight shows a week. Mm-hmm. I think my body was just like, you're done. You're sit done. Down, please.
Yes, please.
God.
Well, I'm glad you got to sit down then.
Same.
And I'm glad Beyonce has followed your lead and has started putting out country music.
Honestly, just stunt on the hose, Beyonce. She just said, yeah. Look over there.
Beyonce said, Alex Knowles doing it.
I will. So good.
You're an inspiration.
Honestly, Beyonce should play Lulu in the movie. It would be a success, and I would gladly bow out.
Whoa.
No. Yeah. You have to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, I think Beyonce would be better.
No. Beyonce can cover it on the soundtrack.
Okay, yes. Before the Oscar. For the Oscar.
Yeah.
Exactly. We love that.
I need to see you on that screen.
Oh, my God.
As much as I love Beyonce.
Beyonce Knowles.
Yeah.
Sacred.
Okay, so the last time we talked to you on this podcast, we were just talking about your Tony
in all things Tony. Congrats on the Tony. You're a Tony winner. You're still a Tony winner.
Forever.
Forever.
So this one I would love to talk about because we've had like Damien on and we've had Sam on. And so I'm just curious like how that whole thing went for you because you won like a 2-episode arc and then you ended up being on our show for a very, very long time.
Forever. My experience was traumatic, to say the least. Oh, Kevin called me lazy and I pulled up.
Kevin called you lazy?
I will never let Kevin live it down for the rest of his life and mine. Whoever goes first, put it on my tombstone.
Kevin called you. Kevin, what did you say?
Yes, Kevin, remind the people what you said.
Look, I grew up watching American Idol, right? And you watch these judges. Simon mostly was like, he was mean, but a lot of the time he was right.
Yes.
And I always, I mean, we're all the same in this way. We're like, if you put me in the position to be that person.
You will be that person.
Oh, please let me.
1,000%.
However, when I got on set, because that was my mindset going into the Glee project, I'm like, oh, I'm going to do it. I'm going to be a bitch.
Yeah.
But when you get there and you see all like everyone's talented, children, everyone's living under these conditions that I wasn't even sure about.
Right.
And you're not, I'm like, I can't do that to these kids. And I don't know where they come from, if they can handle it. Like, who am I? I also just got hired on this random show. However, I looked at Alex and I was like, oh, this bitch is good. And guess who knows it? Alex does.
This bitch right here.
Something jumped out of me.
Oh.
Was because I'm like, I can't let, how I felt was, we all know how good you are. Like, please shut them down. Like, you can't phone it in.
Yeah.
Because it's easy for you. Like, I feel like your resting is better than most people's going full out. Right. And so was like, I didn't know like where you were in your head during that time, like what was going on at all. So like, who am I to show up and be like, you need to do more? Like,
I'm dead. That's
but
so
it was
funny.
Just something I just was like, oh, this you bitch knew. Is good. You
knew. I mean, we all knew, and not even to toot my own horn. It was just like, I really just was different than everybody, and not to like brag about it, like the mechanism that I have was just so different than everybody there. Mm-hmm. It's like, you want to sing? I know how to sing. I've been singing for my life and bread and butter since I was 2.
Yeah. And I have like a, when I hear people sing like that, I have, you know, like all the arty hands like going up, and that's just real. Me. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like I can't help it. It jumps out of my body. And that's so when I saw you sing for the first time, that's what happened. And I was just like, I want to selfishly, like, I want to hear this on a 10 right now. Yeah. And I know you're just like cruising at a 6.
At a 6. But you know, it's also the scaredness of it all.
Yeah.
Of being 18 and thrown into this wild circumstance with this myriad of different talents from everywhere and trying to figure out one, how you last and one, how you shine at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And somehow I was trying to play nice to everybody, but it wasn't really working.
Mm-hmm.
And we love a good editor, because between me and Lindsay Heather Pierce, we were the bitches of the season. It's because we always, I mean, in theater, you have to know, like, you're going to hear a lot of no's and you have to create this thick skin around that. And I think we come in knowing that we're very confident, but then that doesn't read well, even if you're being nice and trying to just coast on by.
No, it's an immediate villain edit for you.
Yes.
Right.
Which is crazy.
Yeah. Which is, well, and you both come in there like trained, can sing your faces off, and
confident.
Like, we talked to Damien, and Damien was like, I didn't know what I was doing in that. Damien also has a very different voice, but had been on tour, professional in a different way. And so it was like all these people were like, why are we here with these people? And why are we here with those people?
But it's like, just the different people that were around, and also sleep deprivation. I mean, we were woken up to just lights being on. Like, it's pitch black darkness, and then all of a sudden you hear the ripcord of the generator, and then like studio lights come on, and you're just like, ah, okay.
Oh my God. Well, you guys had to shoot in the school, right? So it was like at the odd hours of when they were not shooting.
No, so we shot on a campsite.
Yeah, they were like in the woods.
We were in the woods in a campsite in Glendale.
Like dusty.
Like the boys had their own, what do they call it? Little turret, not a turret, little cabin. And the girls had their own little turret cabin over here. And then there was like a bathroom cabin in the middle. So like to get to the girls' turret, I don't know why that word sounds so wonderful right now. We had to like walk outside, but also every elimination day, it chose like it wanted to rain. I don't know what was happening in LA. When I moved to LA and they were like, it's drought, it's drought. I was like, it was raining every Friday last year for like two solid months. God. But like you're in these dirty conditions and you're outside in the mud because it's raining every day. You're in your boots. And then on top of that, it was like, y'all, can we have like a housekeeper come and clean the bathrooms? Because it's a free for all.
Oh my God.
It's a shared bathroom and it's a free for all.
Gross.
I didn't use the bathroom for a good week and a half.
Yeah.
Like tears. Like actual tears where Emily, who's on the show, she's like, baby, you need to go.
Oh my God. Alex.
And then you have an asshole like me show up and be like, you're not doing enough.
Well, we also had Nikki Anders kicking our asses every week.
Yeah. Right. I forgot she was
every week.
Too. Right.
And it's still jarring that like Ryan told me that I was the first person that didn't win the Glee Project and then got on the show and never left. Well, I eventually left.
So you and Lindsay both won? Or you didn't win?
We both won consolation prizes of two episodes and a song on the Christmas album.
Right. Right. Okay. And then what was it like getting a call? Who called you?
I'm pretty sure it was just my agent being like, hey, bitch, you're flying out. And I was also in my senior year of high school, mind you. Yeah, and it came at this.
No.
Oh my God.
Yes, darling, I'm very young.
You were in high school during this?
Darling, I'm very young.
Wow.
I'm just very experienced. No, I was my junior year is when I filmed the Glee Project, and then my senior year is when I did my first episode of Glee. The Glee Project couldn't tell anybody about it until it started airing, or until like so.
So your senior year when it started airing.
So we finished. We finished filming in February of my junior year, which was 2011? And then it aired that same summer. So I came into my senior year a star. Very famous. I was already famous because I was the only black kid in my school, but like very even more famous. My agent just called. She's like, you're leaving. And I remember because I had just booked, what did I book? Chicago at my theater for our senior year musical and couldn't do it. It was very strange.
Okay.
It's darling,
you're going to go to Hollywood.
Hollywood is calling me. I can make professional musicals, darling, not this little thing.
Crazy.
So when you got to Glee, we just watched your entrance episode.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you, thank God you ended up on the show.
I know.
Because you're like Wade's first interaction and also just the pairing of like Chris and Amber together. That whole magical. Yes. That was absolutely right. And then when you show up as Unique.
Fully realized.
Oh my gosh.
And that fully realized, and it was also just, I don't know, the contrast of seeing you as Wade and then Unique and then performing Boogie Shoes was just like, yeah, shit on them.
Right. What was Boogie Shoes like?
Oof. That song, it's so ingrained in my brain now. If anything else is that one right there, I remember every ounce of it. I remember even hearing Tiffany's guide vocal for the first time. I was like sitting in a hotel in West Hollywood because I had flown out the night before recording and they sent it to me and I literally started sobbing. I was like, this is so good. And then I get into the studio and just fully go unhinged singing. And then I'm in the powerhouse with Zach and Brooke when all these gorgeous, gorgeous dancers. And I'm like, I can't keep up. And then the shoes walk in. And I said, I definitely can't keep up. And so There were some tall SEOs.
Those
and
are
I think
some tall ass
I
shoes.
Just kept pushing myself and pushing myself because I really wanted it. And I really wanted it to make a splash because I was the last one. Damien had started. Sam had started. Mm-hmm. Lindsay had already done her thing.
Done
Anything
her
goes,
thing.
Tapping the house down boots. And it was just like the rut of the group, me, just trying to make it up as you go. Because, I mean, hearing that you weren't the winner of the Glee Project and then dealing with all like the backlash from the fans that watch the Glee Project where you're not the forerunner and nobody likes you and everybody likes the Irish brogue or the outcast with dreadlocks or the Broadway princess like Lindsay. And then here you come, you're just like, I know how to sing. I know how to sing really well. But it was very enlightening seeing it for the first time and like just engulfing what that experience was. It was very cathartic at that time. I mean, like, who would know that you were just a teenager in your freshman year and your boyfriend at the time like tells you about this magical television show and you watch the pilot on the YouTube and you become a fan of all these lovely people on the lovely Glee show and then you're on it. It's stupid. It doesn't happen that way.
Right.
It honestly shouldn't happen that way. It was wild. I mean, I remember Brooke walking up to me and she's like, I know what you're doing with your face. Stop it. Smile. And I said, okay.
Oh my God.
I said, sure, babe. I can smile. And then, you know, then you're called back to do another episode that you weren't supposed to. And you're like, well, that's it. They're like, no, this isn't it. You're going to do another one as well, but then this one is just like a cutaway. We just put you in the script. And I said, okay. And then you're lifted up by all the gorgeous, gorgeous boy dancers in a split lift for 30 minutes.
I was like, you can do that, right?
I might have a hamstring, but like,
And you got to work with Jay Groff.
Yes, my babies.
Amazing.
It's crazy to think, even to think how I kind of just fit into this world back then.
Yeah.
You did.
How did it feel coming onto set with everyone? And I mean, because in that episode we didn't really get to work with you at all.
No.
You worked with
Amber and Chris.
Amber and Chris, the best.
And Jonathan.
Yeah.
The first person to greet me when I got to base camp was Leah. The very first one, she was very warm, she was very inviting. She welcomed me with open arms. And I can hold that to be true.
Yeah.
Like, I had no qualms back then. I was like, work, bitch. This is your show. I'm just here for a few padiddles. I'm just here for a little padiddle. I'm not even near your little show choir yet.
I haven't touched it yet.
I haven't touched it. Baby, I'm at a whole nother school. I don't know what you want from me, baby girl.
When you did come over, though, it did feel like you just fit in.
I don't know why that was, though.
I mean, it's just a personality thing, though, isn't it?
Like, I guess it is.
Like, we all have... I don't know a world in which we don't get along.
Yeah, same. Right.
And maybe that's it.
I think it was just... And I mean, we were around each other outside before we started doing everything, even before I even walked in, because I was at the little Glee movie premiere. Come on, 3D.
Right.
Come on, 3D. We love a 3D film. I still don't understand where the 3D came in at. Was it the slushy that came out at the screen? I don't know where the 3D was.
The slushy. It had to be 3D. That was
we
the
love
rage.
To see it. I was around.
Now, were you like most people, new cast members who came in, were week to week where a script would show up on their door and they'd say, oh, wow, I guess I'm doing another episode. Was that the same for you?
I think so. Yes.
Were you flying back to school like in between episodes, though? Like,
no, because I graduated high school after season 3.
Got it. Okay.
And I was on my way to Berklee School of Music on my little scholarship to, you know, ooh and ah. And struggle as a college kid and be in debt. And then my agent called and said, Ryan said you're on the show next season. So bring your little ass to Hollywood. We'll give you this little $10,000 relocation fee. And
that's
you better make it.
Wow.
Better make it work.
Make it work.
Make it and work, then, yes.
I mean, some of my favorite memories with you were in that newer class, like when Jacob and Becca and Melissa and everybody joined us and we created like our new group of people.
Yeah.
And boy, did we have fun.
We had too much fun.
It was so much fun. And it was, I was worried too, because it was like everyone that we knew that we had like
was going away.
Yeah. Like half of them left and like, oh, thank God. Like all of you were so cool. And but
I think it's what you said about personalities. I think that it was like a good group of people that did mesh well together or knew what like the greater good of making a 16-hour day less shitty. Mm-hmm.
That's right. That's right. We really, I mean, really did some ridiculous things.
Like, I'll never forget that Christmas episode.
Oh, Mary's Boy Child.
Mary's Boy Child, my God. And Jenna looking at me and Melissa being like, drink, chugging Mountain Dew. Oh my God, we don't have to worry about our sperm count, ladies. And I said, help.
That's right.
I said, help.
In our white outfits with our white berets, like talking about sperm count.
I was like, but singing Mary's Boy Child, I will always go back and look at that thing and look at the one mistake that haunts me for the rest of my life.
What is that one?
I don't know what I was, where I was. I was in the white room and we were doing one piece of choreography, like a little gyration, and somehow it just snuck up on me. And I just say, oh shit.
I gotta go watch.
Just like looking. It made it.
You know, Brooke was in the front of the stage doing it for us too. Like we had somebody to watch.
I mean, Brittany Parks was doing Diva.
That's right.
While filming, I said, Brittany, I don't know what this is. You taught this in 10 seconds.
I mean, Roar, we're like, you know, trapezing across the stage.
I've
like,
never thought in my life I would see a man in a wheelchair yeeted across the stage. On
I was like, please fall. I could collect an insurance check.
I mean, there are some dark times in that show, but like somehow I wanted to be there most days.
Yes.
You got me through too. Like I looked at... During that Christmas episode, I hit a wall one night and I was like, I don't have to do half of the shit Alex is doing this episode. Like, you had to do some crazy shit.
Mm-hmm. I gave birth to black baby Jesus.
Yeah. And you came up to me and you're like, we're just fine.
It's adult make-believe.
I was like, I needed to hear that. Thank you.
It is adult make-believe. It can't be that serious all the time. We're not curing cancer.
No. You're right.
We're changing lives sometimes, yes, but me giving birth to black baby Jesus in a glitter diaper, not changing lives.
That was a Saturday, too, when we shot that number.
Wasn't it, though?
It was. I remember very vividly those sequins scratching the side of my armpits badly.
The Sadie Hawkins dress that Vanessa wore was like, she was bleeding for her art. And I said, it shouldn't be this deep.
Literally, the cut should not be this deep.
It should not be this deep.
Bleeding for her art.
I was like, she'll never complain.
She had like all across her rib cage, just scratches, and she'd never complain. So the sweet little thing had like blood clots.
I was like, couldn't be me.
No, she looked like she had been like physically abused in front of us.
But you know me, I was perfectly always good to walk into the wardrobe trailer and make my new costume and walk on set.
Did you do that?
Mm-hmm. All the time. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They would set an outfit and I'd be like, absolutely not. I would just walk in and I'd look at Jen and be like, baby, we're not doing this.
I know.
Hand me this, because you know, the whole premise of like unique, I almost said Monique, wow, racism is real. Unique was like she was wearing her mother's clothes. Right. So I was just in like the finest of Lane Bryant. Like the finest of Lane Bryant and like the top tier of Torrid. And you know, it got dark real fast. Where everything was just like falling off of me the entire time. It was just like, I'm really not that fat every time.
Alex would come into like the classroom with like, just, like a cardigans draped.
Looking like I didn't belong. And I'm like, everybody gets to wear like Gap.
Or like, what are you wearing today? You're like, I don't know.
I have no idea. And then there were days that I'd be wigless and I'd be like, I really don't know what's going on.
That were the those were the days, right?
Yes. Yeah. I was like, I have no idea what's going on. Who is this person? Talk about a character with like identity crisis. I mean, yes, but still.
Oh my gosh. I
did it feel like that aspect of it was like thoughtful to you? Like the identity of it all, because it was one of the...
No, I think I just made it in my own DeLulu. I made it thoughtful.
Okay.
Got it.
Like,
got
I'd be it. Like, oh, so this is what it is. Because mm-hmm. remember that time they did not tell any of us who the catfish was? Mm-hmm. Baby, I said, it's me.
I forgot
about this. Everybody just sitting here guessing. I was like, no, it's me.
And we're wondering why we got along.
I was like, it's like y'all. Y'all are not dense. Like, who else is going to be? Oh my God. The person who's never had a scene with this person? Who else is it going to be?
You're so right. I remember we were all sitting around in the choir room talking about it in between setups, and you're like, guys. Like, can we
stop calling a kid or a kidder? Like, we know yes. it's me.
Yes. And we're like, what, really? You're like, yes.
Yes.
One plus one so equals surprised? Two, dumb bitches.
That's so right. That's so right.
Like, it is the obvious tell story.
Right. Oh my God, the catfish story.
Oh my God, that was, I mean, there were a lot
unhinged,
of...
Unhinged.
Some the weird. School shooting story.
Oh my God.
I'm still unwell from crying real tears.
I wasn't even there. I didn't even get to be with you guys.
Lucky you. Lucky you.
How is that as someone who watched this show and was a fan of this show, and then you end up on the show
and you watch what the show is,
and then it right. starts becoming really crazy?
Yeah, unhinged.
Unhinged.
It was strange. But like, then you really just, I mean, by season five, I was just like, well, y'all come on. Come on and let's play. Put the little show choir dress on. Come on. We ain't got time for dramas. Yeah. Too much right. happen. Just do it.
Just
say the little lines. We gonna get through it. Brad is gonna eat a yam.
Right. You learn quickly.
Brad's gonna yes. eat a yam.
You saw how we were. Like, okay, come on.
But that's why I was so quiet most of season four, quiet-esque, because I was just watching. I was just
absorbing.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just-arrived swim cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes. When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles like the made-to-be-seen Very Sexy Push-Up Bra from the Very Sexy Collection in on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron. For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat. Because life is better in a bikini, rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage from full to cheeky to minimal, now in this season's must-have shades and patterns. Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
Kevin, every time I go on vacation with my family, I find myself packing multiple extra bags of essential supplies. Now that's all in the past. Thank you to Target Circle 360, which gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. So I'm packing very light now, thank goodness. And all of my stuff will be waiting for me at my destination. It's my dream.
The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation.
So sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, pool stuff, and everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans.
And if you're planning to host this summer, same-day delivery is a party saver. You've got people coming over, it's getting a little crowded, you're not sure if there's enough burgers, chips, paper towels, etc., etc. Don't freak out. Target Circle 360 is coming to the rescue with unlimited same-day delivery. It's the fastest way to get more Target, so sign up today.
Take care of your guests. Target takes care of the rest. Summer hosting is so much easier when you have unlimited same-day delivery from Target. So sign up for the new Target Circle 360 today.
Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35.
Let's talk about something we can all relate to. Hair removal. Not exactly the highlight of her day, right? Between Nick's cuts and razor burn, the worst. But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally the best thing ever. Nair's new scents have turned my bathroom into a spa. My favorite is the soothing aloe and water lily body cream. It smells so good. Plus, it's designed for lingering freshness, so I smell and feel good for the rest of the day. And who doesn't love that? Nair's new shower and body creams are super easy to apply and work in as little as 3 minutes, and my smooth skin lasts days longer than shaving. You can use it on your legs, arms, underarms, even your bikini area, which is perfect with summer right around the corner. I just went on a trip to New York to visit my family, and I used Nair before I left. I didn't even need to pack a razor because I knew my legs would be smooth the entire trip. So check out the new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. So smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online. When did I walk out of a porta potty? Do you remember that one?
The what If was... I Were a Boy episode.
That was that episode.
That was the end of twerk. Wow, my memory is good.
That is really good,
Alex. I did not remember that.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh, that's right.
The end of twerk where a wig was thrown down. You know the shittiest part about that scene where the wig was thrown off? I sat there on the Glee set for about 3 hours trying to make the pee contraption work because I was supposed to be so scared that I peed on myself.
Mm-hmm.
It eventually got cut because it was just like I was giving birth to a child, right? Because it wasn't just like this gorgeous cinematic stream coming down my leg. It was just like,
water fully broken.
What?
It was just like, and I was like, this is not cute.
What we were going for.
It's like, I don't think y'all gonna use this, but there I am just standing there singing If I Were a Boy wet for 3 takes.
I cannot, Alex. I cannot.
Just wet. Just,
oh, God.
Oh, my God.
What I do remember about that episode was I had a breakdown because, you know, who wouldn't be triggered and traumatically stressed by being bullied in the bathroom?
Mm-hmm.
And Wendy looked at me and said, what do you need? And I was just like, a smoothie. I got that damn smoothie.
I bet you did.
Bitch, that smoothie came. And then I spilled it on myself on that white top.
Oh my God. Sweet Wendy.
Sweet Wendy.
I love Wendy.
Yeah. Sweet, sweet Wendy.
That was a lot. That was a big storyline for you.
That was the biggest one other than the catfish one, darling.
Oh my God.
Other than the catfish, I was put to the ringer. They were like, underdog. What? Where can we put the underdog? And what's beneath the underdog?
Right.
Catfish.
Right. Truly. Oh, wig in the toilet.
Wig in the toilet.
What a time. And then just rolling around on a star bus singing I Love LA.
That was fun.
That was really fun.
Unhinged, but very fun.
That was fully school, like field trip.
Schooled out, yeah.
Becca and I got drunk.
As
Brooks,
one does.
Brooks hiding in the back of the top of the truck, laying down while we're
laying
shooting.
Laying down fully.
we're on the top of the bus, right? And we're going down like towards the Hollywood sign.
By the way, that bus was rickety as hell.
But the trees
we could have
really
died at
low.
Any moment.
Do you remember when they were like, duck, yes, the duck. Trees are going to hit, the branches are going to hit you? We were like, we've made it. We've really made
honestly,
it.
Honestly, top tier work.
Also, at that point, the headlines we were all talking about, like, could you imagine this show was like the biggest thing on the planet? And then during production, just wiped out.
Just
taken down by tree
gone.
Branches.
Glee completely cast. Just, well, and that's what you really missed on Glee.
Yeah.
They all got decapitated, honey.
Oh my god! But nope, we stayed alive to make it to Pink's hot dogs.
Honestly, the fact that we made that day is quite stunning.
I mean,
every day felt like that, really.
Yes, exactly. Astonishing that we made our day, or just or barely.
Nothing went wrong. Ryan didn't come down and say, "I didn't approve this. I don't know what you're wearing. Get it off. Stop." I remember they filmed that whole entire rooftop scene, Heather and Darren, and then Ryan came down and said, "Nope, I don't like the set."
I remember
hearing about that.
That's right.
I was like, "Oh, so can I go home? Because I have the scene. I can go. Okay, bye. I'll see y'all later."
It was. I wish people could understand how it was so high school.
Oh,
because like, we would. It was fully just games of telephone all day long. Because Alex would hear that. Then, for example, like might text us and be like, "Oh my god,
Ryan saw
this thing." We're like, "Oh, so then we're not getting called in later. So then, like, we might have tonight off." And so we were all just gossiping,
planning our days.
We were assuming,
yeah,
planning our days, because you know when you work that long of hours, which I never understood the term Fratterday until I'm sitting at a circus in the middle of Paramount Pictures on a tilt-a-whirl.
The tilt-a-whirl.
Scared for my life. I'm still, that wheelchair should be in the Smithsonian because how they rigged that bitch.
Oh no,
they just made you, they against put the you wall, in it right? against
they
the
tried,
wall.
Because they the did. Wheelchair was on there for a second. No. I was like, insurance check again.
No, that wouldn't have worked.
That is a liability, because had it come flying at me, I would own a lot of things.
Yes, and it was like physics tells me
that centrifugal force is not going to keep that metal hunka down.
How many times did we do that tilt-a-whirl thing? I got sick.
I think we only did it like a handful of times, because
I mean, that's enough. That was enough.
Because they couldn't stop it midway, so it was like a minute ride each.
Ugh, and it was the only time I've ever done that in real life.
A tilt-a-whirl?
I think probably like any of those carnival rides, because I think it was like, well, this should be safe, right? Because they have to protect us.
Why would you think that?
I don't know.
Why would you think that?
Naive. I was even naive.
The bumper
then.
Cars alone could have broken somebody.
Oh, the bumper.
Because there was a camera on each one of them.
That's right. That's when Mandy Moore was choreographing, right?
Yes.
We had a different choreographer for a little bit. That's
Mandy
right.
and Brooke were collaborators, cohorts, that's, one might say.
That's, mm-hmm. that's right. Now, okay, you sing a lot on this show, Alex.
Did I? I thought I was just acting, Jenna.
Well, call it what you will. What was do you have a favorite song or a song that you loathe singing?
What does a fox say to this day?
You and Kevin.
With my fist up, my likeness and image.
Right.
Yes, likeness
and image.
Those puppets. Somebody has
they
those
offered
puppets.
To like us to buy them at the end of the season?
$5,000.
Mine was $10,000.
Oh, wow. She's more expensive.
Wow. I was like, that wig better be made from my own goddamn hair.
Just cut off your skin.
Just cut off my spirit, really.
The puppet.
Oh, truly. My God.
That was my least favorite. My favorite, I mean, rising like a phoenix out of the ashes was Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend, only because the day before I had a fever beyond fevers, like I should not have been standing. Mm-hmm. That's when they brought the set medic in and said, please go home.
Oh, really?
Wow. You must have been bad.
Remember when we filmed that scene in the bathroom right before the song? Yeah, what? I was dead.
Oh,
we're all
no.
in the bathroom just like primming and pruning.
In the pink, right?
Yes,
that's
pink
right.
And I literally was dead. I was deaf. I was hot deaf. Fever, I should have been in the hospital. I didn't feel like it. I wanted to be there. I wanted to be a team player. Didn't speak in the scene. Glorified extra.
That's always the worst one, when you're like, I don't need to be here, and I also shouldn't be here.
Glorified probably. Extra.
Yeah.
I mean, that was most of season 4.
That was most of our
welcome to our entire whole life.
Glorified. I'm just like, y'all are really paying me a lot of money to sit here. I'm not going to complain, and I'm not going to let you know that I know that.
Right.
Exactly.
Because I'm smarter than that, and I have bills to pay, because I'm 18.
You came in that's like right. you were 30, though.
Imagine me having to come in with these veterans and acting like a child. y'all did that enough.
See, but that mentality, that perspective alone, I was like, not everybody's coming in with this.
Mm-mm, they couldn't. I was happy to be there, but I also knew that I had a task at hand.
Was there any time, like, right. Do you remember, like, I have, I don't know, handfuls of stories where I either loved being in the recording studio or, like, had a terrible time in the recording studio because you are a vocalist. Uh-huh. Did you enjoy the recording process? Like, was that
sometimes,
one of your favorite
yes.
parts or no?
Sometimes yes, sometimes no. I think Alex got
You didn't love more- scooping to the note?
I would never want to scoop to anybody's note. I was like, I just sang it. It was pitch perfect. What do you mean scoop up? But Alex got very meticulous because I am a vocalist. And he's like, honey, I'm not going to sit here and edit these vocals. You're going to sing it perfectly.
He brought out the best. He really did. It was so infuriating at the time.
Yes.
He really did push you, though, to the point where you're like, oh, I guess I can do it if I needed to.
I mean, I sang Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Heart Club Band, that top harmony, until I was actually just screaming. I was like, sir, I don't got nothing else in me.
The thing is, though, you go back and listen, it's like nobody's getting a cleaner vocal.
No one.
No.
But I mean, the holleration, like, it was out of the blue. It's still iconic. I remember you. It's still iconic. Like, it's stuck in my brain. And I can't listen to Katy Perry's Wide Awake without thinking about me.
Oh, yeah. God, Wide Awake. Oh,
what a weird one. There are a lot of songs that I can't listen to without thinking of the versions of Glee.
Yeah. Of course. Well, the amount of times that we would also just do them, like, they are pounded into our brains.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because you do them for an hour in the recording studio, then you do them for 8 hours on set.
And then you wake up the next day thinking about it.
Oh, no.
Or the crew member would be singing it the next day. And you're like, please don't sing it anymore.
If you see me out, I have been in public at bars or something, and somebody to love will come on, and I'll be in the corner by myself just doing the background.
Somebody.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just-arrived swim cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes. When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles like the made-to-be-seen Very Sexy Push-Up Bra from the Very Sexy Collection in on-trend hues like Black Shine, Green, and Citron. For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat. Because life is better in a bikini, rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage from full to cheeky to minimal, now in this season's must-have shades and patterns. Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com. Kevin, every time I go on vacation with my family, I find myself packing multiple extra bags of essential supplies. Now that's all in the past. Thank you to Target Circle 360, which gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. So I'm packing very light now, thank goodness. And all of my stuff will be waiting for me at my destination. It's my dream.
The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation.
So sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, pool stuff, and everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans.
And if you're planning to host the summer, same-day delivery is a party saver. You've got people coming over, it's getting a little crowded, you're not sure if there's enough burgers, chips, paper towels, etc., etc. Don't freak out. Target Circle 360 is coming to the rescue with unlimited same-day delivery. It's the fastest way to get more Target, so sign up today.
Take care of your guests. Target takes care of the rest. Summer hosting is so much easier when you have unlimited same-day delivery from Target. So sign up for the new Target Circle 360 today.
Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35.
Let's talk about something we can all relate to.
hair removal. Not exactly the highlight of her day, right? Between Nick's cuts and razor burn, the worst. But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally the best thing ever. Nair's new scents have turned my bathroom into a spa. My favorite is the soothing aloe and water lily body cream. It smells so good. Plus, it's designed for lingering freshness, so I smell and feel good for the rest of the day. And who doesn't love that? Nair's new shower and body creams are super easy to apply and work in as little as 3 minutes, and my smooth skin lasts days longer than shaving. You can use it on your legs, arms, underarms, even your bikini area, which is perfect with summer right around the corner. I just went on a trip to New York to visit my family, and I used Nair before I left. I didn't even need to pack a razor because I knew my legs would be smooth the entire trip. So check out the new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. So smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online. Okay, so then Alex, then you did another musical TV show.
I've done three, darling.
Okay.
Let me never forget, I did one episode of Empire.
That's right. He's been on all of them.
Honey, listen, like every meeting's like, so what's your next musical project? I'm like, can I not? I've been singing for my supper since I was 18, babe.
What were those like after doing Glee? And then also, were they similar or were they different?
I mean, coming back and coming off of Glee, anything was possible.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, doing Zoe's was such a walk in the park, mainly because it was a minute Steadicam, maybe like 3 to 4 takes, and you're done. But I also did not, I sang a lot on that show, but I didn't do, so there was the concept of like her hearing heart songs and mm-hmm. that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. A majority of the time that I sang on the show, it was like out in real life.
Mm.
Like they just made the character a singer. So I didn't do that many heart songs. I think over like the seasons, I did like 6, and I like did 5 other or something.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
But it's like it was always just so easy because like I'm also not doing multiple camera angles and takes, and we didn't get it, and also we weren't filming with film; it was digital.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't that sound so nice? Like 3 or 4 with a Steadicam, and then you're done with a musical number,
and then it's over.
That was like the last setup for us.
I don't understand
15
that.
15 other setups.
I don't get it.
What?
It was.
I mean, but also like the scenes, I didn't have to act with 17 other people in the room.
It was like 2.
Barely.
Coverage.
I was always attached to her hip.
Right.
So there was always 2 cameras on either of us.
Oh my God.
I was like, so is this what TV is like? Is this what people keep coming back to?
Right. Yeah.
Without like truly like sitting there for hours upon end, because you think about sitting in a choir room full of 12 people, you have to get everybody's reaction to every minute detail and then turn it around,
right, and then do something weird with it
and then have a director put their little spin on it and
invent the wheel. 15 costumes, a Katy Perry costume, cupcake costumes, you know?
Yes, put us in the largest costumes and then say, walk through the door, I don't fit.
Right.
Oh, you don't fit? Nope. Do some of that razzle-dazzle TV magic, babe.
Oh my God.
Cut it, cut it. Cut!
And then it's a 45-minute delay to figure out how we can
how
make it
to get
now.
The person out.
Oh, my God. I'm...
Wow. Yeah, but Zoe's was, it was so
That's
easy.
So nice.
Like, I was just like, okay, what do you want me to do? Oh, we're done for the day? The sun is still up.
Wow,
That's
Alex.
Incomprehensible.
Like, I would go to work with the sun up, and then I would get out of work with
the sun
still up.
That was always the weirdest part, where we'd be on the soundstage for hours and then you come outside and it's just pitch black and you're like, that is...
How?
And not only is it pitch black, it's like 11 p.m.
I've yes. missed it. Just the light of the Paramount New York City street. Yeah. You're like, okay.
Oh, here are the texts from my friends who are out. They're home now.
You've missed it.
Oh, they're drunk. Okay.
Oh, okay. So the window's sleeping.
I'm still at work.
Yes, exactly.
Yes, I definitely can come out. It's going to be easy today. There's only one scene with like two people. So definitely going to make... No. Okay, won't be there. But for Zoe's, it was just like, I would always make my plans.
Wow.
Constantly. I know. You guys really missed out.
Yeah.
We did.
All right,
Peter. Next time. My next one.
Literally, you just tell us which one and we'll join
my
you.
God, I'm just out here doing musical television for the rest of my life.
Oh my gosh.
Who would have thought that little reality competition would have got me that far?
Me.
Yes, you did. No, I will give you all the credit. I will give you out in the memoir.
I deserve no credit, but I will secretly take it.
He says, don't be lazy.
Don't. I said, okay. Don't you sit in a chair all day?
I do have the guilt I felt at, like, that what? Leapt out of my mouth. I was like, ooh.
Does it keep you up at night? Is it one of those that you replay in your mind, Kevin, or you don't feel that bad?
Not at all.
Okay, cool.
Who asked Tony?
But right. Who asked you? Well, you know what? I think I partially own Jenna's first Tony.
You do?
Yes.
You
that was
do.
A collaboration.
It was the whistle tone on the Tony performance that actually did
solidified the win.
That they were like, well, let's change the envelope. It's this one.
It's this one. Just screaming into the ether.
Like, hey, remember who didn't get nominated?
just get that bitch to Tony.
The whistle tone. I screamed.
I mean, I was on so many drugs that night. Not like bad ones. Like,
for your
I was
voice
steroided out of my mind. And I had at least a whole milligram of Xanax in my system. Right. My body was relaxed.
All things are possible through prednisone.
That's
through
right.
Prednisone alone, the Lord that strengthens me. Because let me tell you, that was a tone that came out from my dreams and hopes and aspirations in life.
That's
and it was
right. Perfect. I felt that.
It I was. That. I have never done a whistle tone directly in the center
no,
of its.
It
stage.
Was just. You just. I threw my remote.
It just said. It's like I hit a button on a keyboard.
Yes. It was stupid. And I've watched a lot of bootlegs of you.
I'm screaming. And the whistle tones never came out that way on stage. I mean, there was one that it was just so flat on the bootleg. I said, baby, you don't have to be impressive. These people are from Middle America. They don't give a damn.
But it's just one time to do it properly.
It's the Tony performance.
When it's televised.
That's right. Well, it was amazing. And you
I
do.
Screamed.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Well, Kevin will take credit for Alex. Alex will take credit for my Tony. We'll just all take credit for each other.
I think that's the best way. That's a functional, healthy.
Yeah. Yeah. I think so.
Yeah. As long as you're good with it. In the back of my head, I'm like, I can't be that story of like Brandy tells, you know, if Brandy's like, a teacher told me that I will never be anything. It's like,
oh, I did that to my middle school math teacher, English teacher. She literally looked at me one day and said, oh, your work ethic will never amount to much.
Well.
And can I tell the people something on that note, though? On that note. Anytime I've seen Alex in New York, post Glee, nobody works more and harder like than Alex. I have
she's
never
either
met
on the
anyone,
stage or she's on the set.
Like,
honey,
always.
There's no happy medium.
Lest we forget the like independent musical artist career.
Oh, right. Yes. I did that.
Right.
I did that. One of my songs just went silver.
Oh like, my God, no. Alex.
Like I would be in the streets like of London and like that's Alex here.
Just I'm going there to do Pippin next. I can't wait to meet my public.
Oh God. Stupid.
You want to do Pippin?
This yeah, I'm doing so a concert good. At the Palladium of
oh,
Pippin the Musical.
Fun.
It's gonna be lovely.
Oh my gosh. Are you doing
leading player?
Leading player?
Yes, doll.
I love that for you.
I am a full-fledged whore in both ways.
Yeah.
I'm always working and I'm a slut.
Yeah.
Well, we knew this.
Consistency is key.
Okay.
Know thyself.
Before we let you go, can you tell us what the feeling that Glee, your experience or the show leaves you with?
What it leaves me with, you know, the show brought me so much. Like, it as a whole, the Glee Project and Glee, the word Glee and itself and the brand that it was, it gave me everything that I have today. All the relationships that I cherish, the experience that I got to learn. I mean, I did that first episode and I was truly never anybody's actor. And then I learned what it was to be an actor, which is so much. You don't get that experience if you go to school and learn how to do it. And I'm so happy that I got to have that experience. And just even with the good, the bad, and the ugly, and there was some really ugly, ugly. It's something that I look back on and very fondly. Wouldn't do it again. Would never do it again. But right. I loved what it gave me.
That's great.
Beautiful.
I don't think I could do it again. Now I'm your age when you guys started to do it.
Okay. Okay.
Now I'm your age when, like, my body just I applaud you both for all of you, really. Every last one of you for really pushing yourselves at that age. Because let me tell you. Oh, my knees crick every time I stand up.
God. Well, after Glee, my knees really do crick.
Baby, I look at a pair of heels now daily and just cringe. Say
no.
No.
Not today.
After wearing them from the years 18 to 21, 22 plus.
That's right.
Every day.
No, thank you.
The time that I almost cussed Jacob out for yelling about my shoes.
I remember.
When you picked them, I said, no, fuck, I didn't.
You really did have the craziest platforms and heels, like in part of your costume every day.
But I don't understand how I was wearing my mother's clothing, but her shoes magically just fit.
It's in the jeans,
and they were good, better shoes than Lane Bryant. So,
I mean, yes,
yeah, there was an investment in the footwear.
There you go. Well, thank you, Tony Award winner Alex Newell, for coming on and sharing your experience. We love you so much,
You're just,
I love you. I love you both.
We miss you. Enjoy, hopefully, and have a great concert, but also I hope you're getting some time, downtime to rest.
Oh, I'm not doing anything but drinking every day. It's really wonderful. Bad for my skin, but whatever.
It's making you happy, so who cares?
I'm not depressed.
When is your show at the Palladium?
The 1st and 2nd of April.
Oh, good. You have some
amazing
time.
Okay. I do have some time. I go out the 15th of March.
So everyone needs to go see that shit.
Yeah. Come on, it's almost sold out.
Ooh. Yes, it is. Oh, that's so fun. Love you.
I love you. You're the best. Thank you for coming on here again.
All right, now I'm going to go put makeup on and be an actual human. I love you both.
Okay, love you. Bye. Oh, God. I don't even think I talked.
Okay, so.
Asking questions.
The last time I smiled and laughed like that was actually when we were with Alex, when we saw.
Shucked?
Well, we didn't see Shucked. We were out there for iHeart for the event and for the podcast event. And then we went and we saw Alex afterwards, after his show. And we went and hung out and had some drinks and like laughed and reminisced. And my cheeks hurt just like that. So always good time with Alex. And
this is good. Maybe my six pack will come back after this.
So many memories. Like, it's funny. Some of my more... like vivid memories are when like towards the end of the season, maybe it's because it was sooner and there was like less going on, right? Like there was more the noise, like less press, less all of the stuff and just more work. But I don't know. Anyway, thanks Alex for coming and chatting with us and sharing all the funny things.
Oh my, that memory.
Yes. Very good. It was literally, I said porta potty. And she was like, there you go. That's the episode.
Got everything trapped up there.
Oh my gosh, that Christmas episode is wildly unhinged and I can't wait to watch it.
I cannot wait for it because I was pretty blacked out during it.
Yeah, Kitty had a lot in that one. It was a lot. Anyway.
Oh God.
All right. Well, we love you, Alex. Thanks for coming on.
And thank you,
thanks
Alex.
Thanks for listening, you guys.
And damn, that's what you really missed.
Thanks for listening and follow us on Instagram at And That's What You Really Miss Pod. Make sure to write us a review and leave us 5 stars. See you next time.
Jenna, are you planning on hosting this summer?
Of course. We love having people over for get-togethers in the summer.
You know when people are arriving, it's getting a little crowded, and suddenly you're not sure if you have enough burgers or chips or paper towels?
Yes, it's the worst feeling, and it's actually my worst nightmare.
Happens to me every time. Well, no need to worry. Target Circle 360 is coming to the rescue with unlimited same-day delivery. It's the fastest way to get more Target.
Summer hosting will be so much easier with unlimited same-day delivery from Target.
Exactly. Take care of your guests. Target takes care of the rest. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 today.
Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned.
And like always, we'll be here every week.
You'll hear from TV writers, actors, comics creators, pop culture critics.
Nothing is off the table.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.